Once again, for our media members who have just joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Tony Shaver. Good morning, Coach Shaver.
Good morning, Rob. Hope you're well.
I'm doing well, thank you. You guys, with just one game since we last talked, since the snowstorm wiped you guys out on Saturday, but it was quite a game. You guys rally in the second half and get past Elon 88-85. Just go back and review that game for us.
Well, you know, up and down game. I thought both teams played well. I mean, I thought they jumped on us pretty hard in the ball game. We got down 10 and then slowly but surely began to cut into that league. You know, Santa Ana just shot the ball as well as anybody we've ever had shoot it against us. I think he made 11 threes, maybe. I don't have those stats in front of me, but just some he was too open, some he was very well defended, and he made them anyway. But, you know, I was impressed with our guys to come back and battle the second half and take a 10-point lead. And then we did all we could in the last 60 seconds to give it away. I mean, again, credit Elon. They continue to play really hard. You know, they forced some turnovers, made the right plays, but you know, part of those turnovers were, you know, our fault, and not doing a good job taking care of the ball, missed some free throws. But as I said after the game, any league win is a great win, and I really do believe that.
Elon hit 11. I think they finished with 16 threes, but 11 of them in the first half. What adjustments did you make in the locker room? And even though Santa Ana finished with 29, I think he had the majority of those in the first half. What adjustments did you make on him and just in your game plan in general?
Well, honestly, no big jump. What we did at second half is what we're supposed to do for the whole ball game. I mean, this team has a tendency not to really pay attention to details sometimes, but our number one priority in that game was to defend the three, and obviously in the first half we did a very poor job of that. Again, give them credit for getting the shots they want, but you know, our attention to the shooters, you know, closing out hard on the shooters was not well done, and second half we did a better job of that. So same defenses, you know, nothing major change other than we did it the right way.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Tony Shaver. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we got a question in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Hey, good morning, Tony.
Morning, Dave.
This sort of follows up what Rob just asked, but I guess it's the last three games with Northeastern and Hofstra also shot fairly well from the three. Is there a recurring problem that you see that's allowing these teams to do that, or does it go back to the details as you were talking earlier?
I think a lot of it's details. I really do. A lot of it's, these are teams that can really shoot. I mean, Northeastern, their display of shooting the ball was really special. Hofstra can really score it, and Elon can really shoot it as well. So, you know, these are good teams. You know, this is what they do well, and, you know, as a defensive approach, you want to try to take away what they do the best, and we've had spotty success with that, but you know, we do feel like our three-point defense as well as just our defense in general needs to continue to improve, and it has at times. You know, I thought our second half against Elon was much better, and then we turned it over in the last 60 seconds to tighten the game up, but we really did improve in that area
with some unexpected extra time over the last few days because of the snow. Were you guys able to work on a few things, spend a little more time working on stuff like that?
Well, unfortunately, we haven't been able to practice. You know, when the college is closed, they won't let us in the gym. So we've had 3 days where we couldn't get in the gym. Today will be our first day back, you know, since last week. So, you know, but we're determined to use that to our advantage, and that hopefully this 3 days away will, you know, give our guys a chance to physically and mentally really be on top of themselves and prepare for what obviously is a very difficult week ahead.
If I could sneak one more in here, Nathan Knight's a kid who certainly seems to be playing pretty well for you, a guy you can do a lot of things for. You could just sort of comment on what he's giving you right now.
Yeah, he's done a great job as a freshman. I mean, he's been a typical freshman in the sense that, you know, he's been up and down a little bit. But, you know, we love Nathan as a person. He's a really happy, you know, joyful kid and what he brings to our program. And skills are very good. I think, like all freshmen, he's got to learn to play hard all the time. And that's a hard thing to learn. But he's doing a great job, great weapon for us, and couldn't be happier with what he's doing.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Your next question is from the line of Alex Riori with Wilmington Star News.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Ty.
I know, you had a couple of days off. I'm sure some of that time for you has been spent studying your next opponent in UNCW. What's the biggest challenge with them, and what's the big focus when you guys reconvene for practice today that you're going to be discussing and how to beat them?
Well, today we'll really just try to take care of ourselves and sort of get back in the flow of basketball a little bit and really not spend time on Wilmington. But, you know, we certainly have watched them. And I think the number one thing you've got to do a good job of against them is take care of the basketball and not give them easy, fast-break, turnover layups. The second thing that we struggle with against them in the past is just guarding the ball. You know, they're very quick on the perimeter, very explosive at really every position, and keeping them out of the lane is a big task for ours as well.
I don't know if you heard the question I asked Coach Mihalik. I wanted to kind of ask that of you, since you guys also have one of the top offenses in the conference. When you get into a game like this with two teams that score so many points, do you just go in thinking we just have to outscore them? Not you're obviously worried about defense, but your focus is putting the ball in the basket more than anything?
No, I mean, obviously we're going to need to score the ball, but I think we have to defend. I mean, I think if we let them stay comfortable for 40 minutes, they'll be very difficult to beat. But, we have to defend them. We have to do all we can not to let them get in a great rhythm offensively. I'm not sure how many people had success at that so far, but, it's a great challenge for us. And they're the best in the league right now. I don't think there's any question about that. Wilmington and Charleston and Northeastern. I mean, those are really good ball clubs. But I think what Wilmington's done, they've shown that they're the team to beat at this point in time.
Thanks, Coach. Safe travels.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Josh Wallfish with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Tony, I'm curious, because obviously you've been at William & Mary through some of the times where you guys have had a pretty successful football team. And obviously JMU coming off a national championship in football victory on Saturday. What sort of effect does the success of football team have on a men's basketball program?
Well, that's a question that's hard to answer. I think a positive impact, but it's hard to measure the success it brings you. But certainly the visibility, I think, is the big thing. You know, your name, your school, your athletic department's out in front of people when football had success. And so, I think that's the biggest thing probably.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
And your final question is from the line of Brian Moore with NCAA.com.
Good morning, Tony. Dan, I don't know if you spoke about this earlier. I just got on, but Daniel Dixon's been phenomenal the last few games. What was there anything specifically that kind of flipped the switch for him?
Well, probably the bench. we didn't start Daniel for three or four straight games. And, I mean, his play just wasn't where we expected it to be and what we wanted a senior to do. And he and I talked about it, and we put him on the bench. Didn't start him for a while. Three games, maybe four games. And that's, that's not the key, but how he handled it is the key. I mean, he's handled it very well. And individually he's played better. But more importantly, he's done things that are really helping our team improve. And so proud of his change. I mean, he's been, since that day, he's been terrific. And we hope that will continue.
He's been more aggressive inside the arc, not just being a three-point shooter. Was that something that y'all kind of addressed specifically?
Well, we've addressed that for the last 2 years with Daniel, and I think right now he's probably doing it better than any other time in his career. But it you know, he has the ability to be a very well-rounded player, not just a shooter. And, you know, he's driven the ball much better. His assist turnover rate is significantly better during this stretch, and he's defending much better. You know, we're not a great defensive ball club, and we need Daniel and our upperclassmen to really be good, and he's really improved in that area as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tony, before I let you go, a nice honor last week or the last couple of days for Omar Pruitt being named as a finalist for the Senior Class Award, and certainly well known what he's done on the court, but that being up for that award speaks well to what he does off the court. Can you just kind of give me you know, your view on Omar being a candidate for that?
Yeah, it's a nice, really nice honor. I mean, really nice honor, and we've been fortunate to have some other guys. You know, Quinn McDowell and others that have been in that role, and you know, we try hard to recruit guys that you know are going to be good additions to William and Mary. You know, not just you know, what they can do for us on the basketball court, and I think he's another example of that. He's a guy that's well known, but he's a guy that, you know, has given a lot to the college, and you know, proud for him and proud for the program that he's been recognized in that area.
All right, Tony, thanks for your time as always this morning, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thank you.